Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Writers Radio in Melbourne on J-Air 88 FM. I am your host, Graham Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graham. Hello, listeners.
Now, Rita, Putin's invasion of Ukraine has been going almost a month now, and it's caused almost universal condemnation. Tonight, we present another perspective from someone who understands both the Russian and the Ukrainian point of view. Russian-born lawyer Michael Elgort spent the first 25 years in his life in Russia before moving to Israel after Russia annexed Crimea. Our Sydney correspondent Bridget Leslie has an excellent interview with Michael Elgort. He was in Czechoslovakia when she got the interview. In the meanwhile, we hope that maybe common sense can prevail and the guns fall silent. We hope Vladimir Putin is man enough to admit he badly underestimated the Ukrainian resistance. And he then recalls his forces, having won some small concession, such as his neighbour is not about to join NATO. Rita.
Oh, I wish.
We do.
But here at Travel Writers Radio, our focus remains on food, wine, travel and lifestyle. And the show particularly looks to put a human face to all the stories we tell. As usual, tonight we have some more human interest stories. And if, after all we've been through recently, you need a stiff drink, I've got a story about a distillery making rum in Margaret River, and some excellent beverages come out of that part of Western Australia. There have been predictions about cancel culture and the Great Resignation, so Adelaide Ng sought out a workplace expert to discuss this issue both from the employer and employee perspective. As Graham said, we have a slightly different perspective on the Ukraine war tonight, as Bridget Leslie speaks to a Russian-born lawyer, Michael Elgort, who took Vladimir Putin's recent speech and put English subtitles to it so that the world would know what Putin was saying to tell his domestic audience. It went viral with more than 8.3 million views.
And in our second hour after 6 p.m, we continue with our update on the war in Ukraine as it has already generated a significant flow-on effect from the petrol bowser to the disruption of European travel plans. And after two tough years, the business events industry finally got together face-to-face at its annual event AIM 2022 here in Melbourne. So I speak briefly to the CEO of the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, Peter King, and also the Chief Commercial Officer, Melissa Sweetland. And we also speak with professional journalist and digital editor of MyStat magazine, so she's effectively my boss, Bronwyn Largia, who's Sydney-based, and we're looking to get her perspective on what Melbourne did this week and what it had to offer and the feeling there was around the event at AIM and the rebirth that resulted for business events. That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio here on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne.